Well, hello, and welcome to this latest edition of the Transformation Leaders Podcast. Okay, well, welcome to this latest 1% Club Roundtable. Today's session is on the growth mindset. So, if I could share my screen, and we'll take you through a couple of slides that talks about how to develop a growth mindset, how to identify a growth mindset within the team. And we're particularly looking at understanding how the growth mindset can have an impact upon change and transformation. So that's the purpose of the session. As always, after 10 minutes or so of me talking through the approach, we'll open it up for a discussion. Yeah, get your questions and your comments ready for that later discussion. So hopefully you can see my screen. Develop and maintain a growth mindset. As always, we start off with the big question, why it matters. And I think it's probably self-evident actually to us on the call today that we all work in change and transformation, and the core essence of embracing change is a growth, having a growth mindset, because it fundamentally it helps us to maintain adaptability. It helps us to make sure that we're working in an environment that is fit for purpose and relevant to today's fast-paced, ever-changing business landscape. It helps us to drive that innovation within the team and within the organization. And a growth mindset, if someone's got a growth mindset, they go and look at an issue or a problem or challenge with a positive outlook to come up with a solution. And that innovation piece tend to come up with creative problem solving and creative solutions. So can start to explore some new opportunities and some new ideas. And ultimately, it's a big part of change and transformation is being resilient, and to drive through the barriers that are ultimately will come up against, and the challenges that will ultimately come up against. And having that growth mindset and developing that growth mindset within the team helps us to persist through the setbacks and challenges that we will face. So those are the so three, four areas why I think it's important. So what do we mean by a growth mindset? Let's start to look at that in a little bit more detail. So if we start looking at a growth mindset, I think that these three elements define what I mean by a growth mindset. It's about looking beyond abilities. It's a belief that skills and intelligence can be developed, that you are always looking to develop yourself further and to build your understanding. I suspect everyone on this call, by definition, being on this call, has got a growth mindset because you're coming on this call to continue that development and that understanding of what it's going to take for us to drive change and transformation. But fundamentally also, it's about embracing those challenges and seeing those challenges as opportunities to learn and to grow, but ultimately seeing them as challenges that you can overcome. And the final aspect, I think, of defining that growth mindset is being clear that actually, you shouldn't fear feedback. You shouldn't fear criticism, or any type of response from a third party or anybody. It's about actually valuing that and seeing it as a tool of improvement. So you're looking through a lens that's saying, I'm moving forward, I want to move forward, and any help that I can have, whether that is pointing me in the right direction, telling me when I'm doing things slightly wrong, telling me when I'm going down a completely wrong path. I see that as a way in that sort of continuum, that journey that I'm taking to move from A to B. And that's applicable at an individual level, at a team level, at an organization level. So spotting a growth mindset within your team or within yourself, but within your team members, it is that sort of person that's actively seeking new knowledge and skills. And trying to operate outside of their own comfort zone, that gives a really great understanding that they are in that growth mindset. that they're solution orientated. So when they're coming up with challenges and obstacles, they're focusing on finding solutions rather than moaning about it or dwelling on the problems. They look to engage with other people and share knowledge and seek feedback and collaborate openly with team members, both direct team members in the wider stakeholder groups that they're working within. And they embrace that change. They view those changes, organizational changes, positively and opportunities for personal and professional growth. So within teams, within a change team or within a transformation team, the more of these people that we can get with a growth mindset within the team and key people within the wider stakeholder group, identifying those with a growth mindset, the easier it should become to drive the change within the organization. On the converse, unfortunately, not everybody will have a growth mindset. There's quite a number of people that I've worked with in the past and probably will work with in the future. I've got a fixed mindset. And these and what I've identified here on the slide is just a few warning signs that, again, when you are working with people and observing people, the types of things that will indicate that they're probably going to be more challenging in terms of managing, in terms of moving along the route that we want them to go within the change and transformation that we're trying to achieve. And those warning signs are things like that, you know, that they move away from challenges. They're focusing much more on the stuff that they know they can do, that they're happy to do, and really avoid taking risks because they fear failure. They fear the feedback that would come if they fail at doing something. So they get very defensive in that environment and see it as a personal criticism and ultimately tend to react in a negative way to that feedback, whether it's feedback that's meant to be positive or feedback that's any other type of feedback. They tend to be dismissive of other people's successes. I use the term jealousy, perhaps a little bit too strong, but they tend to be dismissive. They tend to see it as they've had all the luck or they've had all the opportunities presented to them. They don't move forward and get involved in congratulations and working with them to learn from the people that are moving forward. And they've got that real inherent talent, belief that it's the talent that matters rather than the effort. So they have that lack of motivation to really continue to improve. Interestingly enough, I did a quick video this morning on transformation leaders and trying to talk about the difference between know-it-alls and learn-it-alls. And I think someone with a fixed mindset is someone that's got that know-it-all mentality, where a growth mindset has got that learn-it-all mentality. And I think this is pretty key in this discussion as well. So how do we cultivate that growth mindset? Well, as leaders within the teams or within the organization, we need to encourage that learning. We need to promote that potential of continual skill development in learning. We need to open up opportunities for people to get involved in new things, to go on more training, to point them in the direction of some online stuff, whatever it takes, but just to continually promote that ability to develop themselves further. We need to celebrate efforts and hard work and persistence and not just outcomes. I think it's all too easy to put together celebrations around quick wins when we hit a certain milestone. But actually sometimes people just need that encouragement as they go along. They're pushing up a heavy weight up a big hill, and that hard work and persistence needs to be celebrated, as well as at the point where they hit the top of the hill and the ball starts to roll down the other side. And to do that, we need to create safe spaces. So that psychological safety aspect of allowing people to be open, allowing people to enter into a conversation and ultimately talk openly about failures and learning and not feel that there is a risk that they're going to get slapped down. So encourage that openness and create those safe spaces for those discussions. If we can do that, if we can celebrate the efforts and we can create that learning environment, you know, we've got the framework on which to cultivate that growth mindset within the team. And then how to leverage that within the change and transformation world. Well, as we've spoken about already, it gives us that ability to identify people within the wider stakeholder group that will go and help us to move things forward. It will help to equip the individuals within the team that can lead and advocate for the change. But it also enhances that collaboration because it gives that, builds that culture of shared learning and mutual support and that safe environment that people can challenge each other. And fundamentally, by building those foundations, it gives us that ability to sustain success over the long term. So in terms of our path forward and the key lessons, I suppose what we want to take from today's 10-minute session, it's recognise and address those fixed mindsets, identify people within the team and within the wider stakeholder group that you can see are demonstrating a fixed mindset, and engage with them and really try to understand where that's coming from and try to understand what you can do to help them to change that mindset into more of a growth mindset. Absolutely champion that growth mindset. So embrace and model the behaviours that foster that adaptability, that resilience, and that continual learning in the ways that we've just spoken about in terms of cultivating that environment where people can thrive. That provide that level of support, create that safe environment, and have dialogue, encourage that learning and celebrate the efforts and progress, and ultimately utilize the growth mindset principles to drive innovation, collaboration, and sustainable organizational change. So those are four key elements that I think we can take forward after that rapid summary, I suppose, of what I think a growth mindset should be or can be and how it can be adapted within a change and transformation world. Hopefully you've enjoyed this session. You've found a couple of things that you can start to apply immediately within your transformation activities. Please do leave us a comment. Let us know how you're going to embed some of these things. And please do subscribe so that we can notify you when the next video is released. With that, thank you very much for joining me today and have a great day.